AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Now, even Russia is saying it makes sense to suspend flights to Egypt. This comes after U.S. and U.K. officials say a bomb may have brought down a Russian passenger plane that crashed in the Egyptian desert. The Russians had been pushing back against coming to that conclusion this early in the investigation. Our Merrick Kennedy is in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, where the plane lifted off almost a week ago, only to crash minutes later. She reports British tourists have been trying to get home from Sharm el-Sheikh, but they're finding it tough.
There have been two EasyJet flights that were checked in, but many other passengers have been told to return to their hotels and wait for further updates. There's a lot of confusion about what exactly is happening and when they'll be able to depart.
Here at home, hiring is looking good. Employers added 271,000 jobs, the most since December in the most recent unemployment rate report. The unemployment rate dipped to a fresh seven-year low of 5%. Economist John Sylvia.
Definitely a surprise on the upside in terms of the total number of jobs created. Clearly, construction was solid, but there were gains in education and health that were a little bit above trend.
Experts say this likely is enough to persuade the Fed to raise interest rates at its next meeting in December. The Coast Guard is searching for a man who fell off of a Royal Caribbean cruise ship near the Bahamas early this morning. The 35-year-old man was on the seventh deck of the Oasis of the Sea ship when he apparently jumped into a life raft and eventually fell overboard. A Detroit woman's apologizing for a massive fire that she and authorities say was accidentally started when she tried to get rid of some bed bugs in her apartment. This is AP Radio News. The 18-year-old University of California Merced college student who stabbed four people on Wednesday before being shot dead by campus police left behind a manifesto. Faisal Mohammed was angry that he'd been shut out of a study group, says Sheriff Vern Warnke. He planned to kill fellow students and dial 911 during the rampage, according to the documents he left behind.
It actually said, in parentheses, whisper, there's a man in here who's acting crazy. He's got a pocket knife. Oh, my gosh, he's coming towards me. And then hanging up. And then it talks about trying to ambush the officer when he got on scene.
He says there's no sign he was mentally ill. In New York, a 13-year-old autistic boy saved a classmate from choking on a piece of apple with the Heimlich maneuver he says he learned on SpongeBob SquarePants. Brandon Williams' classmates held a big party for him, and some adults say he ought to get a medal, but Brandon says he doesn't need one. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.